WMFO Medford.
Hello, hello, hello. You got Jay Money over here, 6 a.m. for show check. Let's go. Very excited to get the morning started with y'all. Listeners, sorry to cut that song short. We just wanted to check in and tell you that Zoe and I, say hi.
Hi.
Are here for our very first show. Now let's check if we got some listeners out here. I know Tin Man's popping on. I know we got some other freeform heads trying to listen. And right now we're just plugging in our computer so that we can play our own music. So stay tuned.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted the pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
Pageant queens and big pretenders, but for some it was paradise. My boy was a montage, a slow motion love potion, jumping off things in the ocean. It broke his heart cause he was nice. He was sunshine, I was midnight.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own. Chasing that fame, he stayed the same. All of me changed like midnight.
It came like a postcard, picture perfect, shiny family, holiday, peppermint candy. But for him, it's every day. So I peered through a window, a deep portal, time travel, all the love we unravel, and the life I gave away. sunshine, I was midnight pain. He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame. He stayed the same, all of me changed like midnight.
He wanted a comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted a bride, I was making my own name, chasing that fame.
I guess sometimes we all get just what we wanted, just what we wanted. And he never thinks of me, except when I'm on TV. I guess sometimes we all get some kind of haunted, some kind of haunted.
Another fucking
situations, circumstances, miscommunications, and I have to say, by the way, I just may like some explanations. Can I ask you a question? Did you ever have someone kiss you in a crowded room? And every single one of your friends was making fun of you. But 15 seconds later, they were clapping too. Then what did you do? Did you leave a house in the middle of the night? Did you wish you'd put up more of a fight? Oh, when she said it was too much, do you wish you could still touch her? It's just a question. Half moon eyes, bad surprise. Did you realize out of time she was on your mind with some head guy that you saw that night? But you were on something. It was one drink after another, fucking politics and gender roles, and you're not sure, and I don't know. Got swept away in the gray. I just may like to have a conversation. Can I ask you a question? Did you ever have someone kiss you in a crowded room? And every single one of your friends was making fun of you. But 15 seconds later, they were clapping too. Then what did you do? Did you leave a house in the middle of the night? Did you wish you'd put up more of a fight? Oh, when she said it was too much, do you wish you could still touch her? It's just a question. Does it feel like everything's just like second best after that meteor strike? And what's that that I heard, that you're still with her? That's nice, I'm sure that's what's suitable.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
All right, here we go.
This is Zoe.
This is Jane.
And we're
Highlights.
Welcome
to our very first show.
Yeah, so, this is really exciting.
Zoe, what time do you get out of bed this morning? What time do you have to get here?
Well, personally, I gotta be honest, Jane, I told you I'd get out of bed at 5:35. But my alarm went off at 5:35. Didn't get out of bed till like 42.
All right, yeah. I mean, you ain't used
and
to
I
this.
And I was late. I gotta be honest.
Well, we're glad we're here. 6 a.m. time slot. You just heard three songs from Taylor Swift's new album. We played you Midnight Rain. That was the first song we played on our show. That's my favorite song from the album.
Then we played You're On Your Own Kid, and then ...
Yeah, these are all from Taylor Swift's new album, Midnight, and we actually had a listening party right when it came out at midnight on Thursday.
And it was so fun. And then at 3 a.m., she released, what, 7 new songs?
Yeah.
She's just a songwriting machine.
Girl doesn't stop.
It's crazy. And, you know, at first, when I was listening to it, I heard a lot of similarities between other songs that she's done. And I was like, this doesn't seem so special. But the more you listen, the more the better it gets. So true. I'm proud of my girl still.
True.
And don't She's listen to the haters, Taylor.
Yeah. You're on your own, kid.
You're on your own.
So, Zoe, let's tell some of the listeners, like, what's a typical day in Tufts like? What do you got going on today?
For me, so let me think. So, you know, I'm here right now. This isn't typical. Waking up at 5:30, you know. But yeah. Anything
what's,
for free
What's normal
radio.
Wake up?
Normal wake up, 9 o'clock, 9:15, out of bed by 9:20, let's say.
Let her veg for a little. True.
Yeah. Gotta look at Instagram, gotta check up on everything. Just helps me, it's part of my routine. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, well, today, probably gonna go back, you know, take a nap. This is a lot. Then I got Espanol at 10:30. Then I got Intro to Linguistics at 12.
Linguistics, wow. Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I really like it.
Cool stuff.
I recommend it. And then I got, what do I have after that? I'm gonna get lunch with my friend Emma.
Shout out Emma.
Shout out Emma Busolo. I hope you're listening. I know you're not. It's okay though.
Yeah. Yo, check how many listeners we got right now.
I don't know how to.
Alright, we'll do that when we play the next song.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Anyway. So.
Sorry, it's the squeaking of
yeah,
the chair.
It's a squeaky chair.
Choose a new one. So, yeah, right
so,
now
yeah.
we're on Curtis Hall, the WMFO
so cool.
studio.
And the radio has been here for many years, I can tell you that, according to my father.
Huh.
So, Jane, what do you got today? What do you got going on?
See, I got a computer science lecture. It's not until 10:30, so maybe we'll take a nap before then.
Yeah.
And then I've got a Spanish class, which I haven't done the reading yet, so...
Oh, no.
I'm gonna have to do that before 1:30.
Oh, shoot.
And Zoe and I are usually not coffee drinkers, but got a long day today. You might have to go stop off at cafe.
You know what, though? Coffee makes me tired.
Really?
And I'm not
Zoe Fisher.
Not afraid to say it. It makes me tired and it doesn't work for me. And,
okay.
You know, I really wish it did work for me because I get tired like everyone else.
Yeah. I mean, as Tin Man says, DTDP, different things for different people.
So true. Jane, you're good at this. You could be a. You could
yeah,
be a
I mean,
radio show
good
host.
Thing. Oh, listeners, by the way. This is a bi-weekly show, so don't come back here this time next week expecting us. You'll get our twin show, which isn't
True.
Us. But what is that? November. Second week of November. It'll be back to us.
Yep.
Exciting stuff. All right, so. All
right, so.
Let's get the listeners back onto some music.
Yeah. Just give me a sec. I'm, you know, here at Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts. We log every single song we play, so that's what I'm just trying to do.
Oh yeah. So after the show, if you wanted to see, yo, they played a sick track just then. Let me see, what was the name of it? You can log on and you can see all the songs we've been playing, but we got to do it manually.
Yeah.
So that's what Zfish is up to right now.
What's this one?
And. Yeah,
it's pretty cloudy out here today.
Oh, yeah, that's why on our walkover it was pretty hazy and, like, cloudy. We were saying it reminds us of, like, going to the airport or, like, the last day of camp or something, weird vibes. But that's why we decided to start with Midnight Rain.
True.
Felt those vibes.
Those exact vibes.
Totally.
This is, John Mayer with Walt Grace's Submarine Test, January 1967. It's my favorite John Mayer song.
Oh, Zoe's favorite John Mayer song.
Because, you know, it's one of those songs that has, like, a story to it. Like, if you listen,
she's a lyric
it's like
girl.
A book. I'm
she's
a lyric girl. I'm a lyric girl.
I must say, I'm a music girl.
You know, I respect it.
Yeah.
I'm both, okay?
Okay, she's both.
But lyrics really get me.
Lyrics really get her. All right, let's let the audience listen. We'll be back in a couple minutes to debrief.
Bye.
For now.
You know the next is up to you. And his wife told his kids he was crazy. And his friends said he'd fail if he tried. But with a will to work hard and a library card, he took a homemade fan blade, one man submarine ride. That morning, the sea was mad, and I mean it. Waves as big as he'd seen it, deep in his dreams at home. Up with one hand and paddled off alone. 'Cause when you're done with this world, you know the next is up to you. And for once in his life it was quiet as he learned how to turn in the tide. And the sky was a flare when he came up for air in his homemade fan blade, one man submarine ride.
It's 2005. sake, so she in my sake. She a vibe, so I got a top five, yeah. I peeped your new layout. If he was a movie, I wonder how it play out. There's no way that I can lose when I was running around with you. Bonfire smell in your hair. Friday night lights, Friday night air. It's way too late, I'm really fucked up. Please don't tell your mom, don't wanna mess this up. Cause girl, I think you're fresh and I like those kicks. You've been on my mind, running circles round this up. Riding my bike like I'm too young to drive. Careless and free like it's 2005. Had to chill the fuck out, take a trip out. I'm young and alive. I never gave up, I never gave in. I kept on running cause I knew I'd win it. Cause I was born for it, I was ready to go. Forget us.
Don't wanna live as an untold story. Rather go out in a a blaze of glory. I can't hear you. I don't fear you. I live now cause the bad die last. Dodging bullets with your broken past. I can't hear you. I don't fear you now. Wrapped in your regret. What a waste of blood and sweat. Oh, I wanna taste love.
Hey, hey, hey. So, you know what time it is.
It's time for
It's time for our
PSA. Random dancing. Okay. So, here at WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, they got a whole binder of PSAs, and they say, yo, Zoe, Jane, please just read a PSA once an hour. So we do it as they say. Now I'm going to read one about, I'm trying to find a good one. Well, while I find one, Zoe, do we want to tell the audience what we were just talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So we never want to have you miss out on a good conversation we're having. So mm-hmm. We were talking about, like, sequels of movies.
Because the two songs that you just heard, what did they play? Young Star? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Young Stars and then Could Have Been Me by The Struts, a.k.a. one of Jane's favorite.
I think Jane's favorite.
Jane's favorite artist. Band. She saw them for free last October. Or was it September? No, last October, I saw them for free at Paradise Rock Club in Boston.
Whoa.
Literally one of the best nights of my life. Anyways, their song, Could Have Been Me, was featured in Sing 2. And we were saying, wow, Sing 2 is better than Sing.
Mm-hmm.
Sing 1. What other movies have sequels that are better than them? If you have anything to add, please call in. But this is what we came up with.
We only really came up with Toy Story. Personally, I think Toy Story 4 was amazing.
I thought Toy Story 3 was up there, but I don't say it was better, but probably on par.
On par. Original. We can't really think of another. Like, okay,
maybe like Hunger Games, maybe Harry Potter, but those are based on books.
Yeah.
So that's more about like, was the book better?
Yeah.
But just flat out movies, like, can you think of one where the sequel is better than the original?
Let's think of ones that aren't better. Like, where it just, like, totally shouldn't have.
Like, Back to the Future. Home Alone.
Home Alone. like, Pitch Perfect was good, the second one, but...
It wasn't needed.
I agree.
It really wasn't.
I agree. All right.
All right.
Here we go. We got the PSA. Order your free vegetarian starter kit at PETA.org. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to PETA website link. Then fill out the form to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit or view the online version that's posted here. It'll guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It is everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from the people of ethical treatment of animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO.
Thank you, Jane.
That's our PSA
Let's
for
give
today.
Give it up for Jane.
God, the crowd goes wild.
It's a crazy crowd out here tonight.
Yeah. How many listeners we got? We actually
forgot. We actually don't know.
We forgot how to check. We had our training 2 weeks ago, and we forgot how to check how many listeners.
So we got to call our
friend Max. We're trusting y'all are out there.
Yeah. All right. Here we are with some more of...
Next up.
The Struts.
The Struts. I'm going to put y'all onto this.
All that you want is a love I can't provide. And no matter what I try, it feels like we're falling. 'Cause I'm leaving home. One more token, I'll be gone. And I'll be saving all these ashes till the morning. When the sun comes from the west, I swear you'll find my silhouette. Or ride a cloud, come back to you without a warning. Warning. Please.
I got enough on my mind. That when she pulls me by the hair, she hasn't much to hold on to. She keeping count on her hand, 1, 2, 3 days that I've been sleeping on my side. I finished kissing my dad, so now I head back up the steps, thinking about where I've been. I mean, the sun was never like this. I wanna feel with the season. I guess it makes sense, cause my life's become as rapid as a night out in Los Angeles, and I just wanna stay in bed and hold you like I used to. You know that I am home. So darling, if you love me, would you let me know? Or go on, go on, go on. If you were thinking that the worst is yet to come, why am I the one always packing up my stuff? For once, for once, for once, I get the feeling that I'm right where I belong. Why am I the one always packing up my stuff? She got enough on her mind that she feel no sorrow. I let my face fill the air, so now she's rolling down the window. Never been one to hold on, but I need a last breath, so I ask if she remembers when she used to come and visit me. We were fools to think that nothing could go wrong. When they find me out, make no mistake about it, I'll move back down to this western town. When they find me out, make no mistake about it, I'll move back down.
Go on, go on, go on. If you were thinking that the worst is yet to come, why am I?
Thank you. know I'll never take the time to unpack my missteps to call all of our friends. I figure they would take your side. I make the bed, it's not that well. Your name comes up a lot when I talk to my mom. Oh, I think she can tell I was out on the town. So I came to your window last night. I try not to throw stones, but I wanted to come inside. Now I'm causing a scene, thinking you need a reason to smile. Oh no, what have I done? There's no one to keep me warm.
I was just another dusty record on the shelf. Would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travy, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. It's just the last girl that played me left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen.
stereo.
Let's go. If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yo, what's up, listeners?
That was Gym Class Hero featuring Adam Levine with Stereo Hearts.
Adam Levine as in Maroon 5 Adam Levine?
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Wow.
That's Adam Levine.
All right, so we've only got about 7 more minutes of our very first radio show, so we just wanted to say hello to all of our listeners.
Hey. Hey, moms.
Hey, mamas. And it's right about the time where people are going to be starting to, like, get ready for school, get ready for classes, commute to work. So I bet we've got a couple more listeners out here these days.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I just realized. Did I turn this down too far?
Yeah, pump it up. Nice.
Jane said she's never heard this song.
Didn't recognize it.
You gotta recognize it.
Hi. So yeah, it's a pretty cloudy day in Medford. The sun is still not out. Zoe and I came out here when it was dark and foggy, and it is still dark. Now we got our day started, and it's not even 7 a.m.
That's crazy. Maybe this is a little blessing in disguise.
Maybe it is.
The Beach Boys. This is the Beach Boys.
It's the Beach Boys.
You know the Beach Boys, Jane?
I know the Beach Boys.
So you gotta know this song.
I don't know. Listeners, what'd you think of our first set list? Did you like the songs we played? Any requests? Anything you didn't like? Well, give us a shout.
Think about it.
We definitely are into user feedback.
Yeah, like more talking, more music.
Yeah, like,
what do you think?
A lot to say.
We're trying to get some guests on here, but no one seems to want to wake up at 6 a.m. So
yeah, our friends wouldn't even listen at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
everyone's asleep right now.
I don't know. Those college kids, those rascals.
Ah, the rowdy kids.
They're crazy.
Stay up too late.
They do stay up too late.
My bedtime.
Jane goes to bed really early. That's something about her.
Yeah.
That's just something about her.
It's just something.
I go to bed pretty late, I feel like.
Yeah?
Last night, I made an effort, though. I went to bed at 11.
Well, you told me 10:30.
I know, I told you 10:30, but then I didn't finish my response to Jaws by 10:30, so I just had to go.
Oh, why? You watched Jaws last night?
Yeah, we watched Jaws last night. Never seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
Even I've seen that.
I know. I don't know why I've never seen it. Da-na-na-na. I think I was always too scared. Like, Shark I just heard attack. That when you watch it, like, you're never going to want to go back in the ocean.
And so are you ever going to want to go back in the ocean?
Like, not for a little bit. I got scared. Like, I know that the shark, it doesn't look realistic, but it got me.
It's scary.
It is scary. Like, that
shark
scene.
Shark attack! Yeah.
No spoilers, though.
No spoilers. But, alright, so she finished her response. So,
yeah, I did.
Zoe, tell me, what has been... Oh, this song? Nice.
This is One Step at a Time by Jordan Sparks.
Yo, where is Jordan Sparks? Girl fell off.
Facts. She completely fell off.
For real.
What do you think, like... You think she has, like, a family? Like, this is 2007. Wow. Jane, you were such a wee baby.
Yeah, I was like four.
Four.
Maybe three.
Probably three.
Probably.
I was like four or five.
So, like, you can remember.
Yeah.
She's way more wise and mature than me.
Yeah. I really am.
Just 2 years put something on.
One and a half.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Come on.
Zoe's big 21 this year.
Yeah, in 6 months.
Aww.
I'm 20 and a half on November 1st.
Oh my God.
Day after Halloween.
Let's celebrate.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, call in if you have any really good Halloween costumes. I'm trying to go trick-or-treating, but I don't know what to do yet. And call in with your favorite Halloween candy. Mine's probably the Reese's and Kit Kats.
Yeah, I love Reese's. I'd always trade for the Reese's.
Yeah, I'm definitely more a chocolate girl, but yesterday Emma had a bag of all gummies, and I wasn't going to turn it down.
Yeah, what'd you have? The Airhead?
The Airhead was good. Zoe and I agree, we do not shake our Airheads. We like them thin.
It's fun to shake them. Like, it's cool. It's a little science experiment type of thing, but
yeah.
I'd rather have it thin.
And then Zoe ate a blue Airhead and her tongue was blue for her interview.
Oh, it was embarrassing. But I was the interviewer, so it wasn't that embarrassing.
Okay, good.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
All right, Jane, you want to do the...
All right. Just as we wrap it up, let me remind y'all that this is Jane and Zoe, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
This is our inaugural very first show. Happy to be here. Thanks so much.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah, remember, if you come back next week, it won't be us. It'll still be some fire beats, but it won't be Jane and Zoe.
It won't be us. So just...
So don't get
too annoyed, but we'll be back.
Don't you worry.
All right. Adios.
Good morning, Medford.